Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Oh.
Frigidaire presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge. Featuring Clarence Hartzell as Ben Withers, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorites, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity, for more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Lum, old friend. Here, sit down here in the rocker. Here, let me take your hat for you. You want me to get you a pillar?
Well, for pity's sake, Abner, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just love and admire you so much, old pal. Hey, by the way, you got a telegram this morning.
Oh, so that's it. All right. What did it say?
Well, how would I know? Here, open it up and see for yourself.
All right.
See there, the envelope's all sealed, ain't it?
Yeah, it's sealed, all right, but you forgot one little thing. You forgot to put the telegram back in it.
Huh?
Is that it sticking out of your pocket there?
Where? Oh, well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Now, how'd that get in there?
Go ahead, read it to me.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Lum, do you have an Uncle Finus?
I don't know. I might have. Why?
Now, listen to this. Regret to inform you that your Uncle Finus Edwards has passed on. His will named you sole heir to fortune.
Fortune?
Letter follows, signed Ludlow and Low, attorneys at law.
Did you hear that, Abner? A fortune. I'm rich.
Yeah, old pal.
My dear old uncle, what's that name again?
Finus.
Aye, Granny, he was my favorite uncle, too. Loved him more than all my other relates put together. Dear old Uncle Silas.
Finus.
Finus. Yeah, things ain't gonna seem the same without my dear old uncle. Does it say in there how much the fortune is?
No, it don't. What did this dear old beloved favorite uncle of yours look like?
Well, he had the typical Eddard's features.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, maybe he's better off dead.
He also had the Eddard's brain.
Oh? I wondered which one of you got it.
Listen, Abner, you better be careful how you talk about my relays. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
Yeah, wait, I'll get it for you, old pal. You just sit right there and take it easy, old friend, old kid.
No, I'll get it. Just because I'm wealthy rich, I ain't going to change none. Hello, Jot'em Down Store, Diamond Lum Edwards talking.
Hello, Mr. Edwards. This is Rowena Depew.
Oh, well, how are you, Miss Rowena?
Oh, law her.
Mr. Edwards, I wondered if you'd send over a box of cake mix. I'm making a birthday cake for little old me.
Birthday? Well, my goodness, how old are you now?
Uh-oh. There's the end of that beautiful friendship.
Didn't you hear me, Miss Rowena? I said, how old are you now?
Yes, that's right. A box of cake mix.
All right. You got plenty of candles for it?
I beg your pardon?
I'll get this over to you right away, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Granny's lucky thing I found out about her birthday.
Yeah, but, Mom, if you're over there when she lights all them candles, you better have on a pair of them welder's goggles.
Abner, she's not old.
Well, maybe not, but when she blows out the candles on the cake, she'd better put a wet handkerchief over her face and crawl up to it.
You just keep them smart remarks to yourself and help me study up a birthday present for Miss Rowena. Now that I've got so much money, I can get her something that'll really reflect my real personality.
Oh, now, Lum, if you've got that kind of money, you can surely get her something better than that.
Abner, will you cut out looking through that mail-order catalog? There ain't nothing in there expensive enough for a rich heiress like me to be given a hap-alloy like her.
I don't know. Looks to me like they got some awful interesting stuff in this catalog.
Abner, get out of that section.
Well, when did they start putting zippers in them instead of lacing them up?
I don't know, and turn that page.
Doggies, why can't Elizabeth ever look like that?
Now, listen, Abner, I want to get Miss Rowena something high class, something in good taste, something neat but gaudy.
Yeah, let's see what else they got here. How about a new improved tempered steel single blade hand plow?
Goodness sakes, Abner.
Well, what's wrong with that? Elizabeth would give her eye teeth for one of them, if she had any eye teeth.
Well, Elizabeth and Miss Rowena are two different... Wait a minute. There comes Ben Withers. Maybe he can give me some sensible suggestions.
8-ply truck tires. Doggies in there pretty.
Well, howdy, Ben. You're just in time to help me pick out a birthday present for Miss Rowena.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about your uncle. How much did he leave you?
Frannies, where did you hear about that already?
Fine. How does it feel to be a well-to-do millionaire?
Oh, I'm just the same as I ever was, Ben.
Yeah, it didn't help him a bit.
Ben, what do you think I were to give Miss Rowena for her birthday? Something proper, something befitting a gentleman of my class. You know, something that'll show her I'm loaded with dough.
Yeah. Well, how about a big sack of nickels?
Ben, I'm serious about this.
Well, let's see now. I recollected before I broke up with Myrtle Traverts of Mount Ida, I presented her with a lovely necklace, which I made myself, entirely out of selected peach and prune pits. With a large avocado seed in the center, bearing the inscription, I love you. Well?
When did you break up with her, Ben?
Right after I gave her the necklace. Well, that's a woman for you. They don't appreciate nothing. Myrtle claimed that she kept the necklace locked in her jewel case, but it has always seemed odd to me that she now has an avocado tree growing in her trash bag.
Yeah, well, Ben, that sounds like an awful elegant present, but I'd like something...
Well, how are you, Lum, my dear old friend? Mighty good to see you, old man. You know, I just heard about your good fortune. I thought I'd better rest right over here before somebody else got to you first. I want to help you protect your money, you know.
Yeah, well...
Now, here's a good investment now, Lum. A Plastic Goldfish Corporation here.
Yeah, well, Squire, I can't invest now because I ain't got the money yet.
Oh?
Besides, my big problem is finding a nice high-class birthday gift for Miss Rowena.
Oh, yes. Well, now, Lum, you know there's nothing higher class than a lady's fur coat. And it just so happens I know where I can get a beautiful one. Cheap.
Fur coat?
Yes.
Hmm. How does that sound to you, Ben?
Highly elegant. I recollect Myrtle Traverts used to wear a lovely weasel jacket. I've never saw a weasel in a jacket. You should have seen Myrtle.
Now, Lum, you've heard of Mink, haven't you?
Is he the man you're getting the coat from?
No, Lum. That's one of the more expensive furs.
Oh, sure.
But now, this is better than just a plain mink coat. It's a real, genuine imitation synthetic mink-dyed muskrat.
What does it look like?
Beaver.
Well, it sounds good. About how much would that cost? Not that I care, of course. The sky's the limit with me. I'll go old $50 or $60 even.
Well, this will run you a touch more than that, Lum.
Who cares?
They generally sell for $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, well, I don't care. $3,000 or $4,000.
But I can get this one for $300.
$300? Man, all I'm getting is a fortune.
Well, now, Lum, you've got to remember that a lot of work goes into mink-dyed muskrat coats, you know. First, they've got to catch the muskrats.
Well, that ain't nothing. I've caught lots of them.
Yes, Lum, but did you ever try to dye one?
No.
Well, you can imagine how hard it is for a mink to dye one.
Granny, did you... you actually mean that a little...
Lum, do you want the coat or don't you?
Well,
all right, I'll get it for you right away.
Well, I can't pay you till my fortune gets here.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Lum, old man. I'm not greedy, you know. Just let me know the minute it gets here,
$300? Hey, Granny's admiring this being a millionaire runs into money. His will names you sole heir to fortune. His will names you sole heir to fortune.
Lum, if you read that telegram one more time, you're going to wear the words right off the paper.
There's the prettiest one sentence I ever run across.
Well, why don't you have it set to music and sing it?
Just keeps running through my head.
Well, you sure got a good hole up there for it to run through.
Reckon how much they want for the Pennsylvania Railroad now.
Well, I'm feared it'd run pretty high. I know Luke Spears paid $32 just for that one dining car he made into a lunchroom.
Yeah, well, I figure... Wait a minute. What's that big box that truck's unloading out in front there?
No telling. I'll go see while you get the phone, Mr. Rockefeller.
Yeah, all right. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Wealthy playboy Eddards talking.
Wealthy knucklehead.
Well, that's wonderful, Squire. Sure, deliver the coat over to Miss Rowaney right away. Yeah, and, oh, and Squire, you don't know where I could pick me up a couple of new cars, do you? Well, I don't know. How many cylinders do they general have? 8, huh? Well, get me one with 10 or 11, then.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, do that, Squire.
Hey, wealthy playboy.
All right, Squire.
Mom.
Goodbye.
Mom.
Abner, don't shout at me when I'm talking on the phone.
Well, Mom, your fortune is here.
Huh?
Come on. It's in that big crate out on the front porch.
Oh, my goodness. They must have bailed the money up.
Hurry up. Take a look in the crate there.
Yeah, I hope it's in $10 bills. Wait a minute. What's that doing in there?
Just read the name on his collar.
F-O-R. Fortune? Is this all I'm getting? That worthless Sam Bernard dog?
Well, Lum, he might not be worth much, but there's the biggest one fortune you'll ever see. Cedric.
Yes, Mom?
Cedric, you mind the store? I got to go back and cheer old Lum up. He's down in the doldrums today.
Oh.
If any customers come in, will you wait on them?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, hello, Cedric. You the storekeeper today?
Yes, Mom.
You remember me, don't you, Cedric? I'm Wendell Niles with Frigidaire.
Oh, sure. You're a cook.
No, Cedric, that was last week. Say, where's Mr. Edwards?
Oh, I think he's went to the doldrums today.
Oh? Well, I heard he just fell heir to a fortune. Is that true?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, you know what it means to inherit something, don't you, Cedric?
Oh, yeah. No, Mom.
Well, when you fall heir to something, it's like getting a wonderful surprise you didn't expect. Like the results you get from this great Frigidaire electric range right here. Why, do you know that in the big, even heat oven, you can bake pies and cakes just about perfect every time, even though you may be just even me a bride? Now, wouldn't that surprise you, even?
Yes, Mom, but I ain't even married either.
Well, that came out even. Here. Let me try this way. When you inherit a fortune, Cedric, it's like getting a dividend check. You know what a dividend is, don't you?
No, Mom.
Well, a dividend, Cedric, is something extra. Something like, well, it's like this fourth cooking unit on the surface of the Frigidaire electric range. See? When it's down, it can be used for the deep well cooker. When it comes up, it gives you an extra surface unit for any kind of cooking. It's an extra advantage. Does that make it clear?
Oh, sure. A dividend goes up and down.
Now, let's go around just once more. Now, you inherit some money.
When do I get it?
No, I mean suppose. Now, with that money, you'll never have to worry about where your next meal is coming from any more than you'd have to worry about how your meal is going to taste when you have a Frigidaire electric range. You can have leisure, like the leisure of cooking a whole meal, even when you're away from home, when you use the Cookmaster oven control.
Well, now, why would you want to cook up a batch of vittles when you ain't going to be home to eat them?
I mean, when you're downtown shopping, you can have things done for you without turning a hand.
Oh.
Like having the temperature control maintain a constant temperature in the oven without a motion from you. Yes, come to think of it, a Frigidaire electric range is like an inheritance. It provides leisure, freedom from worry, and it's like money in the bank. Well, Cedric, now do you know what falling heir means?
Yes, Mom. It means you're going to get bald-headed.
Don't...
Shut up. Bound you, that uncle of mine named you Fortune just out of pure honoriness.
Now, Lom, I've got to have the money for that fur coat. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Squire, you can see for yourself I ain't got no fortune after all. Right there's all my uncle left me, that dead-blamed hound there. Fortune, get down. You're going to knock me over again.
Well, now, dog or no dog, Lom, I've got to have that money. And I've got to have it right away, or I've got to have the coat back won.
Well, Granny's Miss Rowena's done got it. Uh-oh, here she comes now, and she's got it on.
Good, good. Now's your chance to get it back from her, Lom.
But, Squire...
It's your only way out, Lom. Now, I'll step back in the feed room until you're through.
I'm through right now. I told you to shut up, you shaggy tub of lard.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Rowena. I was just talking to the dog here.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Edwards, you thoughtful boy. How do you like the coat on me?
Oh, you're sure it ain't too little for you or too big? Maybe I better take it back.
Oh, no, no, it fits perfectly. Oh, by the way, just what kind of fur is this? You know, back in my home in London, Ohio... I never saw one quite like this.
Well, it's, is there any kind of fur you don't like?
Oh, no, no. I love them all. Except leopard. I wouldn't attend a dogfight in a leopard coat.
Oh, now, ain't that a shame? That's just what it is. Leopard. Here, I'll take it back.
Oh, you silly child. Leopard has spots on it.
Oh, well, See, before these coats leave the factory, they go over them with spot remover.
Oh, you droll man. Oh, it's really a divine present, but you shouldn't have done it.
You said it.
And you know, I really can't accept it.
Honest, can't she?
No, but I'm going to. I wouldn't think of hurting you. Oh, by the way, here's a letter the post office gentleman asked me to bring over to you.
Oh, well, much obliged.
Oh, and thank you so very much. You sweet boy, you. Do come and see me soon.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you, Mom. Oh, me.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself now, you sweet boy, you?
All right, Squire, don't rub it in. And that goes for you, too.
Lom, I want my $300.
Well, Squire, Wait a minute. This letter is from them lawyers that sent the telegram about Fortune.
Well, good. Maybe there's some mistake about the dog.
There's no mistake in that, Mutt. He's a dog, all right.
Hurry up, Lom. What does it say?
Oh, just a batch of prattle about my uncle's will. Just says that he... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen to this.
What's that?
And the will also provides that whoever is the rightful owner of the dog, Fortune, will receive $2,500 to care for the dog.
$2,500? Why, that's wonderful.
No, that's terrible.
What do you mean?
I gave that dog to Abner.
Gave him to... Great boulder of fire. What'd you ever do that for?
I don't know. I was just so disappointed in getting him instead of a couple of $1,000,000 that I couldn't hardly stand him.
Oh,
and it was costing me $1.50 a day to feed the big lummox. Besides, every time I looked at them droopy, sad eyes of his, I'd start puddling up myself. These are the saddest 2 days I've ever been through.
Well, Long, get that dog back or you're going to be a good deal sadder.
Oh, I can't do that, Squire. Abner loves that dog something wonderful. Taking it home with him last night, it followed him to work this morning. He won't give it up.
Well, Long, use psychology on him. Make him think the dog's no good. He's vicious. But whatever you do, don't let him know about the $2,500.
Yeah, but Squire...
Now, there's Abner standing out in front talking to Ben Withers. Now, quick as he comes in here, you go to work on him.
Use psychology on him, huh?
Yes, Long. Either you get the dog back or I'm going over and get Rowena's coat back.
Now, let me get this straight, Abner. You say Lum gave you the dog, but now your wife, Elizabeth, won't let you keep him?
Yeah. She says if that clumsy critter ever sets one paw on the place again, she's going to run him and me both off of there with an iron crowbar.
Fine.
You know, she even got mad because I fixed a nice bed on a dining room floor.
Didn't want the dog in the house, hmm?
No, it weren't that. He slept upstairs with me. But she claimed it's too drafty down there for her.
A hypochondriac, no doubt. Well, the only thing to do is give the dog back to Lum.
Oh, he'd never take Fortune back. Not the way he feels about him.
Well, use the psychological approach.
Huh?
Make Lum think the dog's so highly great that he'll want him back.
Well, I doubt if it'll work, but I'll try it. I got to do something. Thanks for the advice, Ben.
Yes, I will. Good luck.
Dog is all sure needed. Heidi.
Heidi.
Nice day.
Yes, it is.
Say, Lum, I... what'd you start... Listen, old Fortune. Ain't he got an intelligent howl?
Is that dub thing there?
You know, Lum, there's the most wonderfulest critter I ever owned. And perlite, he never knocked Elizabeth down one time and he didn't pick her up.
No, he looks vicious to me.
Why, he's gentle as a kitten. He'll eat off your hand.
He'll eat off your leg, too.
You know, Llama, a dog like him would be a great comfort to a feller living by himself. Well, like you, for instance.
You ain't thinking about getting shut of him, are you?
Oh, Lord, no, wouldn't part with him for all the money in the world.
Oh.
Why did you ask? You wouldn't want him, would you?
Oh, Granny's no, such a idea.
I didn't think you would.
Of course, I suppose it is a little crowded over at your place with you and Elizabeth and Fortune and all.
Yes, a little maybe. But I wouldn't think of giving up Fortune. I'd get shut of Elizabeth first.
Well, I wouldn't want to see you bust up your home on account of a dog. Special with me sitting over there with all that extra room.
Yeah.
Not that I want the dog, though.
No. And I wouldn't want to put you to no bother. Not that he ain't a wonderful dog.
Oh, he ain't so much.
Oh, no, might as well forget the whole thing.
Yeah, looks like it. Hi, Granny Abner, you give me that dog. Well, he was given to me by my own uncle, and by rights he belongs to me.
Mom, I've been trying to give him to you.
Huh?
Elizabeth won't let me keep him.
Well, if that don't beat the bug to fight.
We ought to be bored for the sample.
we was both thinking we was so smart. Wait, who's that coming in the store there?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, how do you do, sir? I'm Mr. Edwards. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm
the attorney who's handling your late uncle's will. And I'm here to pay you the $2,500 you get for taking care of Fortune.
Well, good.
Hey, wait just a minute. What kind of a deal have you pulled on
now,
me,
just Tom? Never mind, Abner. Now, me and the lawyer's talking business. Proceed, mister.
Yes. Now, there's a few papers to sign and...
Tom Edwards, when did you find out about this $2,500?
Abner, we're busy. We've got a lot of papers to sign. You go find the dough.
Does he have to sign them, too?
Now, hurry up, Abner. I think he went in the feed room. Heard him howling around back there a while ago. Go on.
I'm going. I know because I've been robbed, though.
Now then, Mr. Edwards.
Before we go any further, you better write out a check to Squire Skimp for $300. I owe him, and he wants the money.
Yes, yes. All right.
Let's see. That'll leave me $2,200, won't it?
Yes. Now, however, there are one or two small items we have to deduct first.
Oh, natural.
Charge for probating will, $2. Typing report on will probate, 75 cents.
Uh-huh.
Correcting typing on report, $5.
Correcting typing, $5.
Well, what kind of a typing job do you expect for 75 cents? Inheritance tax, $626.
$600? Now, wait a minute.
Estate tax, $557.
Now, hold on.
Gift tax, $389.
Whoa.
Withholding tax, $254.
Now,
1948 dog tax, $2. And that's all the taxes.
Well, thank goodness.
Attorney fees.
Uh-oh.
Huh? $185. Assistant attorney fees, $184.
Hold on here.
Now, handling charges, $8. Fee for handling the handling charges, $25. Postage stamps?
Hi, Granny, stop right there.
11 cents.
Oh.
And that leaves a balance of $37.86.
Is that all?
Which you owe us.
Huh? Don't bother me now.
Look, something's happened to Fortune.
I don't care about him. You already hear what's happened to me.
Well, stop calling him a him. He's a her.
Huh?
Fortune has become a misfortune. I don't his love. You got 8 of the cutest little fortunes back there you ever saw.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here's an important question. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could put things away in your refrigerator without crowding, without having to shift dishes around a make room? Then see the new Frigidaire refrigerators that provide 50% more storage space in the same kitchen space. Yes, it's easier to store foods in the new Frigidaire refrigerator, and you know everything is safe, too. For Frigidaire refrigerators are powered by the Meter-Mizer, the simplest cold-making mechanism ever built.
Abner, hand me another box of them dog biscuits.
Lum, you've done fed the dogs.
These ain't for them, they're for me.
Huh?
Grinnies, I know what happened to Uncle Finus now. He starved to death trying to feed these dead blamed dogs.
The new Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week by the Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. The script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle, with music by Felix Mills. So until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. And I'll stay tuned for Cabin B-13, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.